This is Sam Dharmasena, and you're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Musician and Ryerson alum Samir Cash has been documenting Toronto and its gentrification in his latest album, This City, as well as his currently sold-out coloring book, which goes by the same name. The coloring book reflects on Toronto as seen through the eyes of Samir's younger self. You'll find images of landmarks, scaffolding, construction sites, and buildings that have played a key role in his upbringing. It's an interesting and interactive archive of what the city used to be and the directions it's going in.
The way we did it was that the coloring book image was the location that I remember if it was gone, or that I still know if it's still there. And then I also took photos of those same locations, you know, a couple months ago. And so it's interesting to see some of the places, like, you know, we had someone draw Honest Ed's, and then I went there and that's torn down, and that's all like, you know, condo bones right now, you know, just metal stakes sticking up. So there's these interesting contrasting photos, but then there's a bunch of places that are still there. And so you see the same photo 30 years, you know, it's like we were going digging into Toronto archives to find some of the photos as well. So yeah, it kept me busy. It was a fun project.
The idea of the coloring book, while a perfect companion piece to his album, is also meant to make readers think about their relationship with place and home.
I grew up in Toronto, born and raised in Toronto, and grew up all over the city. So, you know, and both my parents, when I was a kid, especially, were artists, both working in the music industry. So it was a very sort of nomadic lifestyle in the, especially younger, you know, I was in a bunch of schools, went to all sorts of different schools all over the city. By the time I was in high school, I think I had been to like 5 schools.
Samir tells me that he was born at home in Kensington Market, and he's lived on the East End, on the West End, in Little India. The list goes on, and he's been taking notes along the way.
My parents moved around just based on, you know, they were in places right before they got turned over, got gentrified, and then they would move somewhere else and they'd leave and they'd rent another apartment somewhere where it wasn't like this super hip spot, you know? I mean, the Indian area still is the same pretty much, which is interesting, which is why it's in the book as well. But so I moved around a lot and fell in love with the busyness of Toronto, but also moving around, we were sort of getting displaced every couple years, you know, and then it came now and you know, older now, and then even living on my own, you know, we were living in Parkdale for a bit, which is now really changing a lot, you know, and it when you're a kid, you think these things are like isolated things, you know, you don't really make the connection that it's all part of the same thing.
He tells me that this coloring book has been a labor of love and very much a team effort. Samir collaborated with 11 visual artists in the city who donated their time and contributed one illustration to the book each. Samir added written pieces to accompany the illustrations that speak to the nostalgia or contemplation that these spots evoke for him. The book was designed by Raven Shields, pressed by Color Code Printing, and 100% of the profit is going towards Sistering and the Black Solidarity Fund. Samir tells me that the idea was initially inspired by a coloring book that Raven had gifted Samir, and there was a running joke that they would make a coloring book of their own one day. And before they knew it, they were contacting artists and bringing this idea to life.
So we were like, well, how can we do it, A? And how can we try and figure out how to involve some community in a time when, like, I can't see anybody, you know? Like, it's really hard to, even though there's Zoom things and you're texting people and whatever, you know, I'm into the idea of community, which is how I grew up in Toronto. You know, I was always surrounded by a ton of people. And that is sort of what I loved about growing up in the environment I did. And so even within my music career, like, I've always really tried to do that. I'm out at shows and I'm trying to talk to people. I'm trying to help people. Like, oh, someone's like, oh, you know, if someone's hasn't done something before that I have done, I'm trying to connect them with people. And I'm trying to, you know, I want everybody to win, really. But then the pandemic hit, and that tactile thing has gone away. So trying to get artists involved and trying to, like, collaborate on one solid thing felt important.
And within 24 hours, Samir sold out his coloring book. He promises that he'll restock, and we talk a little bit about some of the ideas that have already captivated so many people. As a musician, Samir says that the coloring book has been an interesting creative outlet for him.
So the album is called This City, and a lot of the songs are about feelings of displacement, I guess, in this city. But what was great about the coloring book is after we put it out, I felt that I'd actually been able to say way more about that stuff than I ever would be able to say in a song. You know, in the songs, there's just little lines that touch on stuff. Because it's in the form of songwriting, it's hard to sort of get out of a sort of narrative that is typical to songwriting. So in this book, I wrote a bunch of stuff as well for each page. And that was also, you know, not only a companion piece to the album, but also a diving deeper into what the themes of the album sort of touch on.
We also talk a bit about the pandemic, how it's been for him as a performer, and his thoughts on the recent wave of venue closures. He tells me that he's very much still processing.
Even this stuff about gentrification that I've been talking about in this book and on the album, that's stuff that I've been thinking about for years, that I finally feel like I have, you know, I finally have thought about it enough that I know what to say about it. But it's almost like a previous wave that I'm talking about. It just so happens that it got released in another wave almost. You know what I mean? Like this thing that's currently happening, I don't know what's going to happen. The stuff that I've been writing about is stuff that I have been seeing happening that I remember from being a kid or whatever. But this stuff now is a whole new thing. You know, I don't know what's, you know, it's clear that maybe the city needs to, I mean, I don't know. It seems like these things change with government. Clearly, like the city's got to do some stuff. I don't know if they're going to. I think they will at some point, but there's going to be collateral damage in that, you know.
And Toronto's interest in these coloring books has got Samir thinking about how to bring other regions and communities into this conversation.
Overall, I thought, you know, you could do a lot of cool things. You could get more artists, firstly, open up the locations, or you could do it, you know, across Canada, get some people in Edmonton who want to talk about it in Edmonton and try and have, and then in terms of involving other types of artists, even getting people to contribute writing pieces, I think would be cool. So I think it's going to be a thing that I'll hopefully that we'll be developing for a while, you know, and maybe it turns into something bigger too, who knows.
No matter where these coloring books take him, Samir hopes that it continues to create a positive impact. He says that they're working to create more books because there's an overwhelming interest in them and because it would mean a larger donation going towards Sistering and the Black Solidarity Fund. Sistering is a multi-service agency for at-risk, socially isolated women in Toronto who are homeless or precariously housed. And the Black Solidarity Fund distributes funds to various charities supporting and advancing the lives of Black Canadians through social services, arts and culture, mental health supports, and more. While Samir acknowledges the impact that donations can have towards social causes, he urges us to reflect on these issues, think critically, and contribute to social change in as many ways as we can. There is no reason to stop at monetary donations. To learn more about Samir's music and coloring books, visit the CGRU website. This is Sam Darmacena, and you've been listening to CGRU 1280 AM in Toronto. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, a project by the Community Radio Fund of Canada.